A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. In my message to you today on this Palm Sunday, I'm taking the theme of being a servant in great humility, as we think of Christ, our servant King. Now, interestingly, in our epistle from Paul's letter to the Philippians, we read, "Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave." A slave rather than a servant. Jesus humbled himself to the point of no reputation in three ways. Firstly, as a servant. Secondly, in the likeness of men. And thirdly, to the worst death imaginable. He did all of this just so that he could redeem us and give us an example to follow. In Christianity, Jesus is often referred to as a servant or slave in the context of his ministry and sacrifice. This is rooted in biblical passages where Jesus himself adopted this humble role and encouraged his followers to do the same. The Greek word doulos, often translated as slave or bondservant, is used to describe Jesus' relationship to God and his willingness to serve others. Lifelong slavery and the practice of slave traders is condemned in the Bible, though in our Lectio Divina session the other evening, a member of the group pointed out that our present-day concept of a chained slave could well be applied to Jesus' humiliating and cruel journey to the cross that is to come this Good Friday. I think the whole lesson to be learned from both our epistle and gospel today is based on humility. To be humble, you need to have a low opinion of yourself, but that does not mean that you have a low opinion of the work that you do. as was certainly true of Christ, who emptied himself. He poured himself out during his relatively few short years of ministry by taking on the form of a slave, the very nature of a servant. Christ came as a servant, not as the Lord, even though he was and is the Lord. He continually gave himself for others, even though all of creation should give to him. He was God, living out a truly human life. And that's why we can relate to him. That's why this coming week, as we journey nearer and nearer to the cross, it's an experience which we can almost feel ourselves. It becomes a tactile journey, not just something we read about, because his pains were and are our pains. As Christians, we desperately need the experiences of this coming week, as painful as the results are, as only by humbling ourselves and becoming Christ's servants can we understand his humility, but also his majesty. Because Jesus was obedient, because he humbled himself, because he was willing to pay the price, he will be exalted. The Father has given him the name to which every knee will, or we sometimes read should, bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. In turn, the message here is that God rewards our humble, obedient service. We read in Proverbs, "The result of humility is the fear of the Lord, along with wealth, honor, and life." In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, "The greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And in James, chapter 4, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." And to show us that Jesus was indeed the servant king, think how he did arrive in Jerusalem. Today, arriving in style, we would expect to see a sleek limo, and back in Jesus's day, maybe on a stallion, or riding in a chariot would certainly have made an entry to turn heads. However, Jesus proved that a far more powerful statement could be made in a very different manner some 2,000 plus years ago, to reflect exactly what he was all about. As we all know, on a Sunday morning that would come to be known as Palm Sunday, he made his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, not with the typical pomp and circumstance of royalty, displaying all the trappings of worldly wealth and power, but rather in fulfillment of the prophecy recorded by Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Jesus seeks our humility, faith, devotion, and dedication. The more we turn our attention, our thoughts, focus, and passion towards knowing, attempting to imitate, and in serving him, the more the cares, burdens, and concerns of this world are brought into their proper focus and their proper place. Jesus not only reigns in creation, as when we surrender our focus and devotion to him, he also reigns in our hearts, minds, and lives. Jesus is a king like no other. He came to save, he came to humbly dwell with and among his people, and he came to care for them in a world seemingly full of darkness, fear, and despair. So praise God for our saving, humble, and caring King Jesus. We serve an amazing king, just as he amazingly and unceasingly serves us. May we echo those words shouted on that first Palm Sunday. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. I shall finish with a poem by Malcolm Guite called Palm Sunday. Now to the gate of my Jerusalem, the seething holy city of my heart, the Saviour comes. But will I welcome him? Oh, crowds of easy feelings make a start. They raise their hands, get caught up in the singing, and think the battle won. Too soon they'll find the challenge, the reversal he is bringing changes their tune. I know what lies behind the surface flourish that so quickly fades. Self-interest and fearful guardedness. The hardness of the heart, its barricades, and at the core, the dreadful emptiness of a perverted temple. Jesus, come, break my resistance and make me your home. Amen.